The past few winters in Ketchikan have been mild and kinda soggy, so the lakes stayed full and hydroelectric power flowed. This winter, not so much. So KPU has fired up its backup generators.
We started last week, just before the New Year's break.
KPU Electric Division Manager Andy Donato says there were some partial days on diesel, then the utility stayed on hydro through the New Year's holiday weekend.
And temperatures were low, and we sucked down a lot of water, and then we resumed diesel generation again Tuesday.
This weather is a little unusual. Ketchikan doesn't usually get long stretches of truly cold weather. It's not that cold compared to other parts of Alaska.
But it's cold enough that it freezes up the hillsides. The precipitation we get is in the frozen format. We get no inflows in the lakes. Our heat loads go up, and the lakes start drafting very, very fast. So to mitigate that, we have to supplement with diesel generation.
So is this a normal winter issue to deal with or something to worry about?
A little bit of both. Okay, so we're an electrical utility, so we're always concerned. Our responsibility is to keep the lights on, regardless of the weather. And so here I'm looking at a stretch of weather where there's no relief in sight. I don't know how long this is going to last. So we're just very fortunate to have the diesel generation that we have and the facilities and the personnel to operate and, more importantly, maintain them.
Donato says it looks like KPU will be on diesel for a while, and with cold temperatures expected to continue, the demand for electricity will be high, lots of people running their heaters to stay warm. Donato stressed that Ketchikan has plenty of diesel to take care of the community's electrical needs, but one casualty will be the city's holiday lights.
It didn't make sense that here we are running diesel and sometime around 3:30, 4 o'clock, the holiday lights come on along with the street lights. So yesterday we made a decision to unplug or pull them down.
And in fact, during a quick drive through Ketchikan, it did appear that most of the holiday lights have been removed already. With the utility burning diesel, KPU customers will see a diesel surcharge on their electric bills. Oil prices are low now, so it's not as expensive as it could be, but diesel still costs about twice as much as hydro. And for those wondering about Ketchikan's drinking water supply, Donato says there isn't a shortage at Ketchikan Lakes, but KPU has cut down electric generation there to the legal minimum in order to maintain those lake levels. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.